Now, last week, GCX and Sun International held a director's briefing breakfast in Sandton titled Water as a Business Risk. What were the main takeouts and insights of this event in light of the current water crisis in the country?
So it was a very smart event hosted by ourselves and our partner Sun International at the very smart Maslow Hotel in Sandton. We had a significant response, Ernest, which is testimony to how companies are really viewing the seriousness of this issue in relation to their businesses. Now, it just happened to coincide with the Vaal Dam overflowing, so it's like going to the doctor with pain, and when you're getting there, there's no pain. Which left many of the 200-strong guests asking if there was even a crisis anymore, and the response left people even more anxious. We had well-known comedian Mark Sampson as the initial act and master of ceremonies, and he did a fantastic job of providing that appropriate comic relief in between some of the quite serious presentations and topics. Dr. Tony Turton kicked off, very controversial, speaking about the state of the nation's water, and it was pretty miserable, I have to say. He said, please don't be fooled by the fool dams. The problem now is treating the water as our wastewater treatment systems are all working beyond capacity and are unable to treat our water sufficiently. It's resulted in two-thirds of our fresh water being contaminated with microcystin, which is a blue-green algae. We've spoken about it before, Ernest, that in the right circumstances becomes toxic, and if unchecked, which it has been unchecked, will really deem our fresh water supplies undrinkable, even toxic. Also added that our rivers and lakes and seas have become a dumping ground for human industrial effluent, and we are unfortunately ingesting that. Then Bernard Jacobs from GCX, as well as Mandy Clifton-Smith from Sun International, spoke about the very, very aggressive water stewardship program currently being implemented across the group by ourselves and them, and the link of these initiatives to business value and how they are, you know, in terms of understanding the real risk and investing in the real opportunities to address those risks. Eldred Opperman from Standard Bank ran through the program that they ran, implementing uninterrupted water supplies at their head office in town in Johannesburg, as well as their branches, and more importantly, the business case, the savings in productivity and money from ensuring business continuity there. So, Ernest, overall, a huge success with the main takeout that companies need to start opening their eyes and start seeing the real risks of water to their business, which is not about the cost of water on their balance sheet or income statement, rather, but rather the cost to business of not having water, which in the Western Cape, just by the way, is fast becoming a reality.
And my quote of the week, don't be fooled by the fool dams.
Exactly. That's a good one.
All right. Thanks so much, Kevin. We'll chat again next Wednesday. Kevin James from GCX Africa.